Reaching up into the sky here stands the monument to the Great Fire of London. We have referenced this fire a few times on the tour, and here we'd like to give you more information. At around 1 o'clock in the morning, on the 2nd of September in 1666, in a bakery on nearby Pudding Lane, a small fire broke out. Eventually, this fire would grow and spread, demolishing the entire medieval city of London and rendering an estimated 70,000 of the 80,000 people living here completely homeless. Although incredibly destructive, the fire has, for many years, not thought to have been very deadly. In fact, some historians' accounts claim that the death toll from the fire could be as few as 6 people. Some historians believe this to be the case because London was a crowded city built entirely out of wood, which meant these fires happened all the time. So when citizens heard word that another fire had broken out, nobody panicked, as they had all seen fires before, and the calm evacuation of the city would have led to few fatalities. However, some historians refute this, stating that the casualties may have been higher, but as many of the deaths were those of middle class or poor people, they were not considered important and were therefore never recorded. Regardless of the death toll, the Great Fire of London was unlike any fire the city had seen before. It would burn uncontrolled throughout the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of September before finally being contained. However, the fire wouldn't be completely put out throughout the entire city for quite some time. In fact, Samuel Pepys, a man living in London at the time, commented that one could still see smoke coiling out of people's basements as long as 3 weeks after the fire was over. Pepys also gives us a somewhat amusing view into Londoners' attitudes towards the fire. He wrote that when his friends arrived to tell him a fire had broken out, he rushed home, grabbed his biggest wheel of cheese, his most expensive bottle of wine, then he dug a hole in his garden and buried them both. Once he knew his valuables were safe, he then strode to the pub to watch the fire with his friends. This account may lend some truth to the theory that Londoners did not experience any kind of mass panic while the fire was raging. The monument itself was designed by Christopher Wren and opened to the public in 1677. The structure comprises a 202-foot column topped with a viewing platform and a golden flaming pudding, a reference to the fact that the fire began on Pudding Lane. The 202-foot tall column was built at this height specifically because if you were to tip it over, the top of it would touch the spot on Pudding Lane where the Great Fire is thought to have begun. The column's height also makes it the tallest freestanding stone column in the entire world. Guests who make the climb all the way to the top may be surprised to find that when they get back down, they will be awarded an official certificate that congratulates them for having made the 311-step climb. With the monument on your left, cross Monument Street and continue down King William Street. Shortly after the bus stop on your right, before the road you are on crosses the river, you will see a set of stairs going down on the left. Go down the stairs all the way, and you will find yourself standing underneath the bridge at the bottom of the steps. Turn right and walk a little way down the path and face the river, so that when you look to your right, you can see the stairs you have just walked down, and you look down to your left, you can see the columns of Tower Bridge a little further down the river.